Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 75 of Batmania 66.
Seriously?
Yeah, 75. Only 45 to go.
Hey, that's...
And a movie.
That's...
And a DVD movie that's going to be coming out.
Great.
Did you watch the trailer? I haven't watched.
I have only heard.
Oh, the trailer is so good. It's extra meta.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. And I promise we will do both the movie and the straight-to-DVD movie that are coming.
Why am I not on?
Yeah, you want to be a tiny bit closer.
You want to be a tiny bit closer.
To you? Always, baby.
No.
No?
Oh, I mean, I guess.
Thanks, Butters.
Lulu.
So tonight's episode was extra exciting. You can tell because I literally fell asleep during it.
Yep.
So Holly, as the person who stayed awake through the entire episode, would you give us a quick recap of what's going on?
So this episode is called Scat Darn Catwoman. And as the name promises, no. It is poop.
Oh, it's not extra jazzy?
No, it's poop.
I would watch an episode with which just Julie Newmar just scatting.
Like, skip it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. No. Yes.
I would also watch an episode that was just her scatting all over the place.
Also, like, yeah. Cake farts. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Cake farts. It's a real thing people are into. I don't know.
What does it even mean?
It's exactly what you think it is. It is attractive women farting on cakes.
Because that's not what I would have thought of. I would have thought of attractive women actually expelling aerosolized cake from their rectum.
That would be more entertaining. Live.
Sadly, all that does is make me want cake.
Although, I don't know, could you ever eat cake again? After knowing that same smell came out of somebody's tush at one point? I don't know that I'd be able to.
I still eat ice cream knowing that it comes from unicorn rectums.
That's only rainbow sherbet comes from unicorn rectums.
Oh, so not other flavors?
No.
So chocolate ice cream doesn't come from brown unicorns?
No, there's no such thing as brown unicorns.
Internet, make it happen.
So this week, or from last week, Batman was going to get
mouse trapped.
And
by
then,
Milton Bradley.
No.
Oh.
I almost started singing the Operation song, but it's because I don't know.
That's okay. My head flashed to Light Bright, which is equally as wrong.
And then there's Grape Escape.
Yes.
Still doesn't work. Wait, how did the Mousetrap song go?
I don't know. Well, I have a question. Did you ever actually play the game?
No.
We owned it, and I never actually played the board game. We just set up the Rube Goldberg machine and then tripped it a few times and then said, okay, now we're done.
Fun. Yeah.
Then we put it away.
Now let's play a game that requires skill.
Yeah.
So Robin's going to set the trap off on Batman's...
By masturbating a rope in half.
That was a real knife, though.
Yeah, well, but he's sawing at the rope, and
for day. Oh, and he's making crazy face.
Yeah, he's making self pleasure faces, and so is Catwoman.
No, hers were less self pleasure faces. But she was just happy.
Yeah,
and I know that's the only time you know what a happy woman looks like. Then.
Well, yeah, because I'm making him happy.
Yeah, but baby. That's the only time.
Well, yeah,
generally.
Cause
hanging out. No happy faces.
Nope. None whatsoever.
Especially not mine. So then Batman agrees to partner up with Catwoman.
And she says she's going to have to dose him with cataphrenic to make sure that he's not actually faking it.
Which is smart.
Yeah. Except if you said, hey, Ben, I'm going to have to dose you with holophrenic.
Yeah.
Which is the holly drug.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, duh. And I was like, cool, let me just take this Ben pill first. Wouldn't you be slightly suspicious?
Listen, Ben, if it were me, you wouldn't have been cut free from those ropes before having holofrenic doused on you.
You would have sprayed me?
I guess. She, like, gently caressed it onto his jawline?
Yeah.
There were some weird things happening this episode. I think I wrote the word rape at least 3 times.
And this time it wasn't about me, because I was asleep.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was about you, because you were asleep.
Were you making eyes at my lifeless body again? Because you know I like it.
Who doesn't like your lifeless body, Ben?
So when Batman gets dosed by Cataphrenic...
After taking a bat pill because he felt a headache coming on.
Yes. Not tonight, honey. I have a headache.
Do you think it would have worked backwards?
Oh, if he'd taken it
after... Oh, it does. Never mind. We know. Spoilers.
Taken with the pill after the... Yeah, yeah. Because I'm sure he gave one to Robin.
He did. He left... Oh, you fell asleep. He left a note.
That's okay, though. I'm not shocked that I would be able to figure out some of those things.
Oh, we should play How Does Ben Think It Happened?
Catwoman said, oh, I really like being captured by you, and then she was.
No. Did you not see the end of this episode?
Oh, no, she jumped off a building.
Or, yeah, she lost spoiler one alert. Of her... Yeah, spoilers. She lost one of her 9 lives by jumping off a building into some water that's over 100 feet high.
Yeah. The drop, not the water. The water isn't just hovering 100 feet in the air, although that would be pretty cool.
I would watch that.
For how long, though? How long would that stay interesting?
Well, probably days. I don't know. I've seen You and I at a museum. Yep. It's a painting.
Where Holly stares at Rothko's.
I do stare at Rothko's. I enjoy
it. It's red, Holly. It's red. We can go somewhere now. It's just red.
It's a square, and I like it. Why are you so mean to me?
Because it's just red, damn it. Buy a white painting on white canvas and call it art.
Isn't there a whole play about that?
Yeah, it's called art.
Ah, yeah, that's right. I had to read that before I did...
Picasso at La Pina Gil?
No, before I did Red. Which is the play about Mark Rothko.
Yes.
And then before... And then also before I did my play about art.
The guy, not the concept. Hi. I'm Art.
I wish I had named him my play. Art now. Hindsight.
Batman, when he gets dosed, tries to act like Robin's rebel without a cause from the previous episode, but just comes off as an absolute creeper.
Just the old man version of that, which is never attractive.
Yeah, well, the first thing he does is snake his hands around Catwoman's hips. It's like... I don't blame him, but it's super creepy.
I don't like any of it.
Meanwhile, at police headquarters, Commissioner Gordon puts out an APB on Batman. Mm-hmm. And then what do
I have? Because they did a robbery.
Oh, right.
And then they were going to the old criminal's home.
Yes. Oh, the old criminal's home to buy the plans for the Gotham Mint.
Yeah.
Correct? Yes.
Which, I feel like those would just be at the library.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, but certainly getting them from the old criminal's home was a little odd.
Yeah.
I also have a note about bat sleep here, which I believe is when he dosed Catwoman before taking her to the Batcave.
Yeah, there's also, you're missing a scene there where Robin, where unnecessary singing Pussycat...
Yeah, that's where I started falling asleep, and I wasn't sad to miss that song.
Unnecessary. And then Robin comes out of the room that has the big sign on it that says, Robin sleeping, do not disturb. And he gets super rapey on her. She's singing to a picture of Robin, mind you. And then Robin comes out, and he's like, oh, we should kiss. And she's like, I don't want you to think I'm that kind of girl.
It's like Tiger Beat came to life and forcibly took my virginity.
Yeah, it was getting real rough there. What was the other thing that she said there?
No, that happened to me. Tiger Beat came to life and forcibly took my virginity.
Shrek is life.
It was sad.
Shrek is love.
I remember that. That video's messed up.
It's all ogre now. It's not ogre. It's never ogre.
Puns are lazy writing. That's from Val. Val's the one who tells me that all the time. Because I pun like nobody buzz about it.
Yep. I wish people could see the self-satisfied look on your face.
I made myself clear.
So Robin gets super rapey and then they get arrested.
Yeah, I was full
from on. From an anonymous point. Tip at Catwoman's lair, of where Catwoman's lair
was. Oh, so all the hench people and Robin get arrested?
Just Robin and Pussycat. Whoa.
What about the other ones?
I don't remember. They just those two, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then Bat Sleep, because that's when Catwoman asked Batman if he remembers how to get to the Batcave.
Which he shouldn't, because in the last episode they said it causes full amnesia.
Right, so he said, what's a Batcave? And then she, like, touched his cowl, and I think he got uncomfortable. So then he said that he kind of remembered. And then he bat-sleeped her, and that was super rapey. And then he bat-sleeps her, takes her to the Batcave. They do some shit there. I don't even know. And then he bat-sleeps her again and leaves a note and a pill bottle for Alfred.
And says, give one to Robin so he's un-jerky-fied?
Yeah, at the police prison? Headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't understand how Alfred did that without being suspicious, but that's fine. So then they go to...
You know why? Gotham City cops are dumb.
That's true.
Gotham City cops are dumber than the women in Gotham. And as we all know, in Gotham, women are the worst.
They're not stupid. They're just the worst. I thought we understood that.
Sometimes they're... There's... Babette is no, walking around Gotham.
No, we're not. We don't even count that. Babette with every wig ever.
Okay, in my mind, Babette has taken on this mythological... for all those of us who have been on Pirates of the Caribbean, you know the guy, as the city's burning down, he's got 1 foot on the boat and 1 foot on the dock, and he's got every hat imaginable on? Now my memory of Babette is just that same thing, only it's wigs. Just towering and stacking on top of each other.
That feels accurate. So then they try to trace the bat phone to get
right the bat and then a big old location. Alarm goes off, right?
Yeah, and then Batman switches some switches and it sends the signal elsewhere, and lo and behold, it sends it to Pat Pending.
Oh right, the inventor.
Pat Pending's house. And they ask where Rudy was, his obnoxious assistant we hated. And he's like, oh, he's out. And he goes, I'm not Batman. He goes, with this paunch? And then I giggled because, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the commissioner's like, oh, well, you hit it really well. And then they ask where Rudy, his assistant that we all hate, was. And he goes, he's out doing things. And they're like, nope, he's at the station because he's Robin. And Pat Pending goes, Rudy is 32 years old. And I went,
so is Robin.
So is Robin. Also, if Rudy was 32 years old, he's a rough 32 years old.
Well, Gotham living is hard living.
True story.
Weekends at the Royal Mushroom Club, they're cheap, but they're not free.
I don't know that they're cheap.
Well, Rudy is.
Hey. Oh, so much stretching. Sorry. It's like the seventh inning stretch of this podcast.
Take me out to the bat cave. Take me out to the shrub.
I don't remember exactly how we get to this point, but they get to the mint.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure out the door situation.
What's the door situation? Is one of them always lying and one of them always telling the truth?
But I keep telling the truth. Then he would be lying.
But I clearly can't pick the goblet in front of me.
Exactly. So the door was hidden. So she took a hammer and she went tap, tap, tap. And then she took it to the other side and went tap, tap, tap. And then she went to the middle and went kapow. And it fell comically through.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so then they go in and they're stealing money from the mint.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It was just to steal money from the mint? I had assumed that she wanted to counterfeit money and take, like, banking plates so she could make legitimate funds.
No, Ben.
Then why did she steal $1 million?
Ben.
Yes?
If you wanted to know these answers, you should have stayed awake during the episode.
Would I have gotten these answers?
No. Okay. You would not. Well, then...
How dare you lie to me, young lady?
Lie? I'm almost 32 years old. Which makes me 60.
But aren't you like 31?
Yeah.
That's pretty close to 32.
That's what I said.
Yeah. You could be... You are Robin.
You called... Oh, you're right. Damn it. I got what you're saying. So, to break into the vault, she uses the explosive plunger, mm-hmm. right? And they're all hiding behind cardboard boxes.
Right.
Super effective. And it just goes, spark, 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 sparks all the way around in smoke, right? And she goes, it's a form of explosive that's completely silent. It's called silent mite. And I'm like, really?
Holy mite?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
So then they have money. They're getting money out of the safe
vault
thing. Yeah. And Robin comes in and he's like, hi, I'm here. And she goes, good, go steal some more money with me. And he was like, nope, I'm cured. And then Catwoman says to Batman, punch him, kick him, do something. And he goes, JK, I took a bat pill.
And then, yeah, you know that bat pill you watched me take when I suspiciously got a headache?
Oh, Ben, this is the part you missed because you were asleep. Sorry, I got to backtrack because I didn't understand what was happening. When they arrested Pussycat and Robin, she asks if she's wearing a blue outfit the same as her pink one.
Because if she was green, she would die.
That would be double die. So... they go to a restaurant, and she goes, can I put on my street clothes?
I heard you say something about this.
And then they walk him out to the car, and I fully expect her to be in, like, street clothes. She's just in the pink outfit with the kitten ears still and the mittens.
Yeah. She has her indoor cat suit and her outdoor cat suit.
Anyway, so then back at the mint. Sorry, fast back forward.
Fast forward. Diddle-doo, 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 diddle-doo.
The onomatopoeia fight is only 3 onomatopoeias long.
Cheap bastards.
It's kapow, sock, and whack. Okay, and then so Catwoman steals the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And then Commish and
Chief O'Hara?
Yep. Show up and they ask if they can borrow O'Hara's car. And O'Hara says, are you insured? And the commish goes, give him the keys, which I actually found funny. Like, I got a good chuckle out of that situation. Like, it's not your car, dum dum. Anyways.
Dum dum.
So then Batman and Robin are talking, and they have this remote control so they can...
control the Batmobile.
Yeah.
I think... I don't know if they've used it before, but I know they will use it again.
I feel like they have used it before. And they're talking, and Batman throws in... he's like, oh, you push this color button to slow it down, this color to speed it up, and this color... and he starts speaking Spanish. And Robin goes, oh, to make it turn right or left. That was Spanish that you just spoke there. And he goes, it's always good to practice your Spanish. Okay, sure. Sure, let's go with that.
All right, Batman, time and place, man. Okay, time and place.
Does not feel, I don't know, important to do that at this moment. But I guess every moment is a teaching moment. Why not? So then they make Catwoman's, the Batmobile, low down into, like, this building area. And she jumps out.
It's called a back lot.
Yeah, into the Universal back lot. And then she slows down. Or she gets out of the car and she runs up all these stairs, which she runs up two flights of stairs. And they show all of it. And I
wait, from in front of her or behind her?
The side.
They shows poorly both directions.
No, there's a lot of tush shots later. Don't worry about it. We'll get you. We'll get you there. Don't you worry. I'm
just saying, that's... There's a reason Julie Newmar's in that suit.
Her hips look amazing. Yeah. Oliver looks amazing, but her hips especially. Anyways, so they get out and Robin says something, something dumb. Amigo? And I'm like, okay. All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's what we're going to go with. And then Batman starts to run up the same two flights of stairs and he says, what now? Or, yeah, what now, mon ami?
Interesting.
Why? Why does this feel pertinent?
I don't know. Why is Batman switching from Spanish to French?
But no, Robin switched from Spanish to French.
Oh. I don't know.
Anyway.
He doesn't know the difference between the romance languages.
So Batman runs up the stairs... Catwoman talks to him from the roof, like right above. And she's like, you'll never catch me, Batman. And then they run him on the floor below.
Okay.
And her on the roof. And then they both stop at the same spot. They look down and he looks up and they're like, ah, we're at the same spot. And then I guess he jumps up and she starts running. She climbs some stairs. There's some tush. It's Yay. Great. Everybody wins. And then... he catches up, and then she goes up another ladder, not stairs. Climbs up another ladder, then she kind of... she's running in stilettos, mind you. Like on a human level right now, Julie Newmar is running in stilettos.
Forgive me for one reason. I'm going to... one moment. I'm going to digress and talk about Comic-Con. At Comic-Con this year, I went and saw the Mystery Science Theater panel. And before that, there was a writer's room panel... which was just a bunch of people who have written for different television shows talking about what it's like in a writer's room. And they were going over how to give and take notes. And at one point, somebody asked them what the worst note they ever received was. And one of the writers explained that he once wrote a script. And in the script, in the cold open, one of the characters referred to the murder victim as being killed with a stiletto. And the note he got back from an executive was... I like the script, but does the murder weapon have to be a shoe? So when you referred to her shoes as stilettos...
I knew you saw knives.
Yeah. Don't get mad at me.
It makes me very sad. Anyways, she's actually running, and I kept thinking, what if she hurts her ankle? She's going to fall. I was very upset for her. So then she climbs up this other ladder. She
had 50 years to get over it.
It's true. So she climbs up this ladder, and then she, like, loses her balance, I guess. You know, the camera went, whoa, back and forth.
Yeah.
As
cameras do when people lose their balance.
Exactly. And then...
it's called sympathy vertigo.
Yeah, yeah.
Cameras are very empathetic.
It's true. It's so true. And then you see the water and he's like, don't jump. And she said, anything's better than going back into the
Gotham
prison, yeah. Whatever.
And I saw Batman clutching a piece of cloth.
No, wait, Ben, we're not there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a whole conversation that happens.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag.
That's a bat kerchief.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It says it on there. Second of all, they have this whole conversation about, he's like, I'll do anything to keep you from, to rehabilitate you. And she goes, marry me. And he goes, a wife can only impede his crime fighting.
Yeah, bitches, yo.
And she's like, but I can help because I've been a criminal, so I know how they'll think. I can help you. And he goes, what about Robin? And she goes, we'll kill him.
I remember, okay, I was asleep during this conversation, but I remember seeing this episode before because I remember that.
We'll kill him.
Yeah.
And he goes, clearly you don't want to be rehabilitated.
Or she just knows what's going on there and wants the competition out of the way.
I mean, yeah, he basically admitted it. What about Robin? Yeah. What about him? He's your friend.
Special friend.
Your ward. Like, he can hang out.
Yeah.
But not if he's hanging out. You know.
You really think it's a hanger?
I don't think about it.
How can you not? It's front and center. Most scenes.
No, I try not to think about it. And then she jumps. And he starts crying. Batman starts crying. And he pulls out his backerchief, which is made out of the same material as his costume and cape, respectively.
Well, yeah. You wouldn't want it to clash.
And then, no, you wouldn't. And it said backerchief on it. And then they go back to the commish's office and the...
And they have a conversation about how she lost her life. Well, one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Because she's a cat. And cats have 9 lives.
Excuse me, sorry. We've seen her fall down pits before that she was never going to come back from, so...
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Well, I don't know when Julie Newmar stopped being Catwoman, so she might come back as Eartha Kitt.
I'm into it. So,
So, credits. Yeah, that's a Batman episode.
That's how that goes. That's the way the news goes.
You doing that because I've been watching
Rick and Morty?
Yeah, Holly finally got me started on Rick and Morty. Or I got me started on Rick and Morty. You showed me the episode with Unity. I remember you showed me that one.
I showed you two episodes then because I showed you the one where they, the first one with all the different commercials.
Yeah. But I remember the Unity episode. But that has nothing to do with Batman. Except that I bet Dan Harmon's a fan of this show. Not the podcast, the television show.
Hmm.
Although, Dan, if you're listening, come on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We can, Holly will give you a personal rendition of the Pringles song.
Pringles dick.
Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
With the pringliness and the chips and the what have you. So this has been another high energy episode of Batmania 66. Sorry, man.
This is what happens when Ben falls asleep and I'm left to run the circus.
I had a long day. And I don't apologize for my circadian rhythms taking me to La La Land.
Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good show.
It was a great show.
And I don't know why I'm having a lot of... Oh, no, I know why, because I'm very tired, but I'm having a lot of Barack Obama pauses tonight. Yeah, I watched that show.
Clinton also did that. Bill, not Hillary.
Clinton hasn't done anything yet, because she's not qualified for the presidency.
Ben.
You know why? Because if you're going to be dealing with foreign dictators... Sleepy Ben is sleepy. Dealing with foreign dictators, you have to be able to take it out and whip it on the table. Can't do that. With your vag lips. I wish you all could see the face that Holly is making right now.
It's uncomfortable.
It's yeah, it is not a happy face. Mm. She is a sad Holly, and sad Holly is sad. Mm. So go ahead and find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitters at Batmania66. If you want to email us, batmania66mail@gmail.com.
Yep.
If you want to find a Holly, you can find her at _awkwardblonde.
On all the things.
On all of the things. On your briefcase, on the dresser, in the back of the vegetable crisper in your fridge.
In the bathroom at a
haunted room. Haunted restaurant.
You will not find me in the bathroom of a haunted hotel.
Where ghosts jizz on her.
It wasn't jizz.
It was ghost jizz.
It was awful. So my brother's girlfriend has ghost experiences too.
Got it.
And she goes, I'm supposed to tell you about my ghost experience. And I'm like, you are supposed to tell me about your ghost experience. And my brother goes, no, you two can't discuss this. You guys are weirdos. It's not a real thing. I'm like,
yeah, ghost jizz.
Yeah. I'm like, in and around my face. So I got to hear her ghost story, which was interesting.
And how much ectoplasm was involved in her ghost story?
Hers was not ectoplasming like mine.
What was it? Was it good?
It was a ghost that brushed its hair in her bathroom. Like, all the time. And she told it to leave. And it finally left. And then her sister, like, years later, as their adult, she goes, the bathroom ghost isn't here. And she's like, yeah, I told her to go away. And she goes, no, but she's not, like, anywhere here. And she goes, why are you looking for bathroom ghost? So, yeah, she, too, had a bathroom ghost, but hers wasn't bad.
Can I have a t-shirt that says, why are you looking for bathroom ghost?
Yeah. Can we make that cartoon?
Bathroom ghost?
Yeah.
I imagine it like a kind of Casper thing.
I bet there's a lot of bathroom ghosts because a lot of people die in the bathroom.
Just a men's room attendant with unfinished business.
Lots of people die in the bathroom. Elvis.
Mint, sir.
I can. Maybe I'll write this on my own.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. The comedy gold, Jerry.
Okay, good night, people. Thank you for listening.
No, 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 wait. Everybody,
same bat time.
We're gonna sit here and we're gonna record until we hear your responses to our bathroom ghost pitch.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Next episode is Penguin is a girl's best friend.
Rapey.
You don't know that. Maybe he's just a diamond in the rough. What?
I hate you.
This show disturbs my slumber.
I watched that recently. My nephew tried to tell me that he'd seen it, and it was okay. I'm like, do you know how I know you haven't seen it? Because it's more than okay.
It's flippin' brilliant.
I'll argue with a 5-year-old. I don't care. And then he watched it, and he was stoked, because it's great.
I still root for Hazim, the humble thief.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. P.S. He doesn't make it. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Turns out you're sitting there with your Go Hazim flag and t-shirt.
Yeah. Yay!
Hey, go.
Sadly, underrepresented in the Aladdin merchandise.
Okay, let's let the people go.
Like the Israelites in Egypt?
No, yes, but we're Pharaoh right now, so let's just do a thing right now.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.